Taking a look at your news for the hour, the St. Clair County Drug Task Force has arrested a repeat drug offender. Officers executed a search warrant in the 1000 block of Gillett Street in the city of Port Huron on March the 11th. When the officers entered the residence, a lone female was located, and the drug task force found a quantity of cocaine and fentanyl inside the home, as well as analogs. Crystal Murphy, age 42, was taken into custody and arraigned at 72nd District Court on March the 13th on three felony charges. Murphy is charged with possession of analogs, possession of the controlled substance cocaine, and maintaining a drug house. Her bond was set at $25,000 with a cash surety of 10%. And another news for today. The Arcadia Township Board of Trustees has approved buying back the cemetery plots from those who no longer want or need them. The board bought back three plots in Section 1023 of the township to buy back four plots in Section 628 and two plots in Section 618. As outlined in the township's cemetery policy, the buyback payment is for one half of the original purchased amount of each plot. Regarding the cemetery, the board looked at various management software programs, but decided to table those issues until next month. The board also approved the collection agreement to have the 2026 summer tax collection done by the Emily City School District. With that completed, the board had also approved an election equipment maintenance contract with ICPICX at a cost of $855. The primary election will be on Tuesday, August the 4th, and the general election will be on Tuesday, November the 3rd. The township board meets on the second Tuesday of the month at 7:30 p.m. from April to October, and then meets at 7 p.m. from November to March. There is no meeting scheduled in July. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. State Representative Phil Green reported that Consumers Energy plans to develop two new energy resource facilities. The company will repurpose an existing site in Thetford Township in Genesee County to be a new natural gas plant that can deliver fast on-demand power. Also, Consumers Energy is developing a factory in Bay County. The two factories will produce a combined 1.5 gigawatts of power supply capacity, which would be capable of serving hundreds of thousands of homes. Representative Green is quoted as saying, "By increasing capability and focusing on clean, reliable sources beyond a fixation on green energy, we can bring affordable, accessible energy to more people in our communities." Green represents the 67th House District, which includes the city of Lapeer and the townships of Deerfield, Elba, Hadley, Lapeer, Marathon, Mayfield, Metamora, and Oregon in Lapeer County. The townships of Forest, Genesee, Richfield, and Thetford in Genesee County, and Watertown Township in Tuscola County. And in other news for today, the Tuscola County Election Commission will conduct a Clarity Factual hearing at 8 a.m. on Wednesday, March 18th, in the probate courtroom at 440 North State Street in Caro. The hearing is regarding a recall petition filed on Caro City Manager Karen Schneider. The petition claims that Schneider should be recalled for the, quote, failure to oversee the enforcement of Section 5 of the police chief's employment contract. This section mandates that the maintenance is maintained on a specific work schedule. The city of Caro provided a FOIA response stating that no schedule exists, demonstrating a current failure by Karen Schneider to ensure contractual compliance. The election commission is tasked with determining if the reason listed on a recall petition is factual and has sufficient clarity, explained Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting. Those who serve on the Tuscola Election Commission are Fetting, Treasurer Ashley Bennett, and Probate Family Court Judge Nancy Thane. If the Election Commission determines the language of the petition is the reason listed on the recall and it is sufficient and has clarity, the petition then moves to the next step of collecting signatures to go to a recall election. If the commission determines that the language on the petition is not sufficient and lacks clarity, then the recall effort will end. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Monday, March 16th of 2026. David A. Hacker, age 89, of Elkton, passed away on March the 12th of 2026. In accordance with the wishes of David A. Hacker, cremation is to take place, and a celebration of life for David will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March the 21st, at the Harvest Church at 1365 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. The family will be present to share food and memories at the church's fellowship hall following the service. Memorials may be made to the Harvest Church, and the family was assisted with their arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.